You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
So we are proud to welcome to the show now Pete Hoekstra, who is a former House Intelligence Chair. Mr. Chairman, are you on the line?
Good morning.
Hey, so we've been hearing a whole lot about this Russian hacking. We have the electors now threatening that they're not going to vote for who they're supposed to vote for if they're not given a classified intelligence briefing before December 19th. Why don't you sort some of this out for us?
Well, number one, cyber attacks have been going on for an extended period of time. The Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians and others have been involved in this. We've known about this and really haven't done enough to build up our defenses against those kinds of things. The second thing is there's a big dispute within the intelligence community as to exactly, what the motivation here was. The CIA has come out, and at least according to leaks from the CIA, apparently, that they believe it was to help elect Donald Trump. The director of national intelligence says, well, I know the Russians were probably involved in this, but we don't really know what the motivation is. And the FBI agrees with the director of national intelligence. This is much ado about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And going to the electors or a small group of electors demanding that they have, that they get a classified briefing and that they then might need to change the results of the election, absolutely outrageous. Number one, they're not used to dealing with classified information and those types of things. There's no way they can sort their way through. If the intelligence community right now is confused, these electors would be even more confused. Donald Trump won this election. He won it fair and square, and those who don't like the results need to just step aside. They need to accept the results and move on.
Well, I'm sorry. Can I just ask this question about the difference between what the CIA apparently believes? And I say apparently, you're right, because we have only learned this through leaks that have been, I think, largely promulgated by people who attended a briefing. But the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, who oversees all 17 intelligence agencies, does not agree with that assessment, nor does the FBI. What would you, as somebody who understands how this all works, what do you draw from that?
Well, what you draw is that there's not conclusive evidence. It appears that the CIA has reached this conclusion because the information that was released to WikiLeaks they assessed to be primarily damaging to Hillary Clinton. And so, therefore, the Russians wanted Donald Trump to win. And the director of national intelligence says that's a pretty weak chain of evidence to reach the conclusion that the Russians wanted Trump to win. They don't have a smoking gun where it's, an email from Putin or an intercepted message that the NSA uncovered where Putin is on record saying, we need to do everything we can to ensure that Donald Trump gets elected. They don't have that. This is all circumstantial evidence. I would be, and I think Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he's absolutely furious. These leaks are coming out. It's only partial information. And so what you make of it is the intelligence community is proving Donald Trump's point. They're not reliable. They don't get the facts straight. And so, why would I have these people come in and give me daily briefings anyway? They can't seem to get their story. They can't even get an agreement in the intelligence community.
I think it's important to point out that the majority of the intelligence agencies that we have are disputing the CIA's assessment of this. So I wouldn't paint all the intelligence communities as falling into to that category. But one question I have is, is there a danger here in this, the intelligence community and their assessments being politicized for the election and therefore the American people and, quite frankly, the administration not taking the cyber threat from Russia or China or other adversaries seriously? You can be concerned about the election or concerned about cyber hacking while also accepting that the issue that they're bringing up with the election is totally bogus.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the big concerns is that the intelligence community has gotten away from providing accurate data or information. And that it has become overly politicized. And there's been, examples of it. A number of years ago, the director of national intelligence came out and said, the Muslim Brotherhood is really nothing more than a socially good organization. It has nothing to do with terrorism and those types of things. Why would he say that? That's totally inaccurate. Why? Because the Obama administration has been engaging with the Muslim Brotherhood almost from day one that they took office. You'll remember not that long ago, the analysts working on ISIS were saying, wow, what it appears the intelligence community is telling the president isn't consistent at all with the information that we are putting into the system. And it came out that, somewhere through this chain, moving to Obama, there were people in the intelligence community that decided, we need to change this intelligence so that it more accurately reflects the outcome in the worldview of Barack Obama. And, you've got Pompeo going into office and heading up the CIA. Get the politics out of the CIA and get back to what you're supposed to be doing, which is reporting information and stay out of domestic politics.
How much of this is being manipulated on? Because apparently it was a bipartisan briefing where some of these leaks are coming from. And I've seen one person who is said to be a source within the intelligence community has told one of the news organizations who's covered this story that, everybody heard what they wanted to hear in that meeting.
It happens all the time. I mean, I still remember sitting, at the same briefing with Nancy Pelosi and being led through what all the enhanced interrogation techniques were. All right. And I understood it. And, the next thing you know, a few months later or a year later, you've got Nancy Pelosi saying, I was never briefed on enhanced interrogation techniques. And it's kind of like, well, I was in the same meeting she was. I sure know what they are.
I remember that.
She maybe fell asleep. Maybe she heard something totally different or whatever. But I know I was in a briefing where they were outlined. So, people can come out of these meetings because there is no record of what is said at those meetings. It's a very small group of people who have heard those briefings. And people may hear different things, or they may just decide to distort the information for their own political ends. You got all of those things going on here, and this is why. And then you've got some willing media who just jumps on this and calls into question the election.
Well, there's one thing that's for sure. The election results are not going to change. Donald Trump is the winner, but also not going to change is that Russia is going to continue to attack the United States in the cybersphere, which I'm sure Congress is probably working on combating. Congressman Hoekstra and former chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, good to be with you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.